Don't you forget about me. And please remember shadestays.com.
Also, we have another sponsor.
Hey, let's save the commercials till later. Everybody, welcome to
Gotta Pay the Bills, bro.
Life in God's Pocket. This is the podcast with the most, and we're all the same. Nobody's the most more than anybody else. I didn't want to say that cliche saying, and so I just railroaded it, you know.
You're a majestic butterfly, the one and only of your kind, except we're all the same.
It was kind of a hateful thing to say. He waited for Murphy to leave and then said we're all the same. He's like, now that other fucking asshole's out of here.
It's been just on his lips. For
the random Irish Chewbacca is gone, so.
Hey, how dare you besmirch the great name of Murph while
he's not
here.
No, I love the guy. He's a great guy. He just went out with a bang, you know.
He's with us in spirit. He was a great guy.
Yeah.
Right, Murph? Yeah. I know you're chuckling listening to this right now.
Yeah, exactly.
I hope you had a really good day. You deserved it.
So, wait, were you the person in the dress that he went out with?
Is that what's going
on? Ooh-wee. So, yeah, there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world today. We got a Wuhan coronavirus. We got an election. What do you guys think about the election right now? What are your thoughts?
I voted today, actually.
Oh, you got the early vote in?
Yeah. The line took forever at the Sierra Library over by the Atlantis.
Oh, I forgot. Today was
the start of early voting. It goes for 4 days.
It's Nevada's a caucus state. The caucus,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Caucus, good.
How do you do an early vote with a caucus?
You have ranked choice.
Got it.
So you could put up to five. You had to put three, but technically you could, you know, if you wanted to put for your three, your first choice, and then uncommitted, you could, if you didn't want your vote to definitely go anywhere else, kind of a thing.
Hey, make sure you're talking right into the microphone.
Yeah, gotcha.
But yeah, they had four laptops, and an old man came out and he's like, "Yeah, I'm not real good with the computers."
You know, back in my day, sonny, we used to have stone tablets that we had to forge every now and then. Now we just have a computer system that rigs the elections for us. It's super easy. I don't have to do shit. Your vote doesn't matter.
A redneck an old Oklahoman? Is that what's happening there?
Hell yeah, baby. Back in the Dust Bowl, we was worried about if Trump or Donald Duck are going to run for president.
Well, I remember when we didn't let Jews run for government positions.
Or women.
Now it's going to be, looks like it's probably going to be Bloomberg and Bernie.
Bloomberg,
yeah,
and he's buying his way into the election. That fucking billionaire.
He's paying a bunch of Instagram influencers $150 a pop to say nice things about him.
Yeah, some guy went to one of his rallies, like, "Hey, Michael Bloomberg, take a selfie." They're like, "Say stop and frisk." He's like, "Stop and frisk."
Yeah.
He's like, "Ah, you fucking racist."
I saw that shit. I saw two. There's two angles. One stays on Bloomberg, and the other stays on the guy.
Yeah. At least he didn't throw a fucking shoe at him. You know? No, I'm very disappointed that Andrew Yang dropped out. But he's still got like 1% of the votes in New Hampshire.
And he's only in his 30s, right?
He's 42.
He's 42. Yeah, early 40s.
I mean, he's still young for presidential candidacy.
For sure. Right? Wasn't it? I think Biden 77, Bernie and Bloomberg are both 78. So, I mean, fuck, like, if any of them are elected, they'll be in their 80s in office.
How the fuck are these guys not on stem cells and TRT?
Wouldn't you like to know?
I don't know. I think, wasn't Biden bald like 20 years ago? Or I mean, balding like 20 years ago, and now he's got like a relatively good head of hair?
Dude.
A raging head of hair?
Vince McMahon is 74 years old, and that guy is fucking jacked.
Yeah. He's insane. I read some shit about... I read like a Twitter thread about all these crazy Vince McMahon stories, and it was insane, but I can't recall any of them enough to share them. So, cool story, bro.
Thanks, Phil.
Well, if you ever want to look cooler than that guy, make sure you get some shade stays from shadestays.com.
Yeah, if you're in the ring and you're getting the Stone Cold Stunner thrown on you, you don't want your glasses to fall off, put some shade stays on your hat. Mm-hmm. Hey, shade stays. It keeps your glasses on your hat, dingus.
Shade stays. For people who don't have ears.
Ears are God's shade stays.
Yeah, you bet you never thought about it. Van Gogh couldn't wear sunglasses.
because they probably weren't invented yet.
Stop turning on Shade Stays.
I'm not turning on them. They allow people without ears to wear glasses.
Do they stay, though?
I mean, only if they're shades. Regular glasses fall right through.
No, say you're in the woods and you're like on a nice Valentine's Day date, you know, and you're just,
ooh,
this chick is just grabbing onto a tree,
is
hanging
she
on for
in,
dear life.
Red plaid, because that's what I imagine. Is she on a bicycle?
She's got her pants and panties down on her ankles.
Does she have you're, a basket full of muffins ready to be buttered?
She's grabbing onto this fucking bristlecone pine.
She going to her grandma's house?
While you're just like fucking away, you know, and you're
am I that big hairy beast that's inside of her bed that she's about to crawl into?
And then your glasses fall off and get scuffed on the ground while you're fucking in the woods while this chick is hanging onto a bristlecone pine.
This bristlecone pine is voiced by Sam Elliott. It picks up the shades. It's with shade stage, you gotta put them on your head.
It keeps your glasses on, dingus.
Yeah. You guys never heard my Danny DeVito impression three podcasts ago because you kept asking and it kept getting interrupted.
Oh, yeah.
You want to hear it now?
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So then I started blasting.
This is my impression of Bernie Sanders motorboating a girl.
I'm not asking. I'm telling. Yeah, so it's been a pretty interesting election cycle. Donald Trump, polar bear with, like, the R written backwards, and it shows us, like, the shitty, like, doodle of a polar bear, and he's just so proud of it. And I just thought of that movie Kung Pao into the Fist when that guy's like, birdie? Tiger.
Is Trump running?
Yeah, duh.
I don't know.
He's the incumbent. That means that he's the president, and he's running for president.
Oh, cool.
The Republican Party's united behind him.
Behind him?
Yeah, they're all behind him.
All of them.
Well,
there we go.
In public, they're behind him. In secret, they're like, man, how the fuck did this guy get such a large grassroots support? How did he win over all these people?
He's a fake populist.
Dude, he was on fucking reality TV. What was the
Apprentice?
Who's the Boss? The Apprentice. I was going to say
he was on Who's the Boss.
You're fired.
Hey, Tony Danza, you're fired.
He was on Boss Baby.
Hold me close, my Tony Danza.
Yeah, dude.
Because we were talking about Vince McMahon and fucking the election, but do you remember like that? I've seen it. It's turned into a meme now.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that more than I've seen the actual clip.
His toupee's all messed up and stuff.
Hey, you can't deny that he's done some good things for the economy, and some of the regulations he's gotten rid of are good. But unfortunately, a lot of the regulations he's doing away with have to deal with, like, environmental protection or, like, banking regulations. So, Obama really fucked that shit up after he bailed out the big banks and shit. Private companies can give unlimited amounts of donation to the Democratic Party itself.
Mm. Yeah, Buttigieg is just an opportunist. He changed a bunch of his policies just when it seemed like a moderate lane opened up. But I think we're going to put Jason to sleep if we continue on this path.
Maybe I'm too young for this conversation.
No, I just care about the government and the way that it's going. I know.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, like, fuck the government and the police. And hey, guess what? If we, the people, took back control of the government and stopped letting these billionaires fucking make all the rules and take shit away from us, we could have, like, amazing education and infrastructure. Dude, Jeff Bezos just bought a $165 million house.
You should buy your yellow vest through Amazon.
Or Shade Stays at ShadeStays.com.
I do need a yellow vest to go with my Shade Stays from ShadeStays.com.
When you're shooting guns in the desert?
Say you're out in the desert with a swordinmind.com just shooting some guns. And you'd get on that 50 cal, you know what I'm saying?
And what are you shooting at?
You're just shooting at
guns.
Wait. Shooting at guns, with guns, and by guns.
I did not. You're shooting at targets.
Like target, like gun targets.
Yeah, gun, I got you. Yeah.
Guns you bought targets. At Target.
No, this
oh,
dude.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm following you now.
Dude, swordinmind.com. He owns his own guns. You pay him money. You go out and you shoot some dope-ass guns in the desert. He has this gun that has a scope on it that has a rangefinder and shit, and you can shoot targets that are 1,000 yards away.
My friend sells guns in San Diego. We should see if we can get him as a sponsor. He's the same guy that I showed. Huh?
I'm down.
Yeah, let's go shoot. Hey, you know what we should do? We should all take a trip to Arizona, and we'll, you know, shoot some guns with sword in mind.
Hell yeah, I'm down.
And then we'll film it for a commercial.
And we could put it on.
And then we'll do the outtakes when we shot each other.
Yeah. Brought to you by Guns Being Shot in the Desert.
People.
And sponsored by America.
Guns aren't dangerous.
Freedom to do that.
Only people are dangerous.
But you need shade stays to keep your glasses on your hat while you're shooting the badass guns out in the desert.
Guns aren't dangerous. People are guns.
Guns are people, too. All guns matter.
Guns are people, my friend.
All guns matter.
I think guns should be able to vote.
He's got a real grassroots shotgun campaign.
really made reading that electronic copy.
Super easy. I know what never let me down, and that's my goddamn guns.
Click clack, motherfucker.
What does a gun sound like in terms of talking?
Well, it's not super loud. I don't know if you've ever shot a gun before.
Yeah, that came off kind of really
like Mr.
stupid.
Hankey.
I'm talking about what is their voice?
I know what their dialect. I know what my love gun sounds like when it goes off.
Love gun,
spooky ooga,
spooky oogie ooga, spook ooga, shazam.
Wee.
Kyle, your dick sounds like a 7-year-old stuck in an amusement park ride. It's motion sickness. And it's just finished eating 6 fucking corn dogs. And it's sick to his fucking stomach.
You guys don't fill your dick with corn dogs?
Oh, what? Guys,
what? Who's it? Oh, man.
That's not a dick stick, Kyle.
Hey, you're supposed to sound with metal objects, not with things that can splinter your urethra.
Yeah, don't you know?
Yeah, not a lot of splinters inside corn dogs if you take the stick out. Duh.
I was confused as you're sticking a corn dog up your pee hole. Is that what is happening right now? Because that doesn't make any sense.
You've heard of pigs in a blanket. This one's pigs in a nest.
What if there's a pig in a blanket inside of a blanket, bro?
If you fry a loaf of bologna, is that technically a corn dog? Like a big one? Like a party sub version of a corn dog?
I don't care what it's called. I want to do it.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot. I was going to bring over corn dogs because you guys have an air fryer now. And corn dogs cooked in an air fryer is like the top 3 best things that I've ever had.
Oh, dude. Speaking of corn dogs, I'm sorry, Phil. I thought you were really going to you're winding up there.
Oh, no. I was just trying not to burp into the mic.
Oh.
No, oh, we're not supposed to do that?
We got feedback from one of our listeners that, hey, tell that fucking idiot to stop burping in the microphone. And that was me. So, hey, listeners, we listen to your feedback. And anyways, back to corn dogs. So when I lived on a submarine, there was a sacred day, corn dog day.
Corn dog day.
And we had this nuke mechanic chief, and one of the first things he ever said to me, he's like, if there's fucking corn dogs in the cruise mess, I don't give a fuck if I've been awake for 4 days and I just went to the rack 10 minutes ago. You come and get me, and you give me some fucking corn dogs. And, like, dude, his people in his division would literally get him a nice bowl. They'd put a couple of corn dogs in a bowl and some ketchup in the bottom, and they'd just, like, open his rack and just be like, chief, corn dogs. He'd be like, oh, thanks. Just, like, close his rack curtain and, like, eat his corn dogs in the dark and his shame.
Oh, boy.
No, I'm kidding. He wasn't fat or anything. He just really liked corn dogs.
I know, but
corn dogs are so fucking good.
The idea of eating corn dogs in the dark is just, that's a really upsetting.
Well, especially with the ketchup. That's my question. Like,
I like to eat corn dogs while I cry.
As you're shoving it in your mouth.
Tears. They call that depression ranch.
What the fuck? You called tears depression ranch. I called tears normal lube.
What's lube?
The things I use to grease holes before I penetrate them.
Oh, 24/5
Our podcast is brought to you by Spit. Spit on on it, Paul, you're tearing me.
You got to give the, oh, spit on it, Paul, you're tearing me.
Hey, that's filth, okay? The only kind of children we talk about fucking on this podcast are the kind that are made out of robots.
I didn't even hear the end because I just recoiled at the setup.
Made out of robots, like a Powerade.
Dude, imagine just like a super aggressive, like six-year-old. Well, it's a robot. It's a brand new robot, but it's made to model like
brand
a six-year-old.
Brand new robot, but
yeah, it's a brand new robot, but.
And
and is modeled after like a six-year-old boy or like a little candle, one of those candlestick boys. You know what I'm saying?
That shouldn't be.
Well, thank you for joining us for our last podcast, people.
Yeah,
and it's like aggressive, like, hey, father, I really could go for some hard candy right now.
Spit on it, father. You're tearing me.
Hey, look, father.
Saliva,
I
can, my insides, por favor.
I can, look, I'm pretending to be a donut right now. yeah.
What are
I would mini golf into that.
Mini golf into that?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, nice little putt-putt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd putt-putt in his mouth.
Oh, he's saying you'd buy a robot in the likeness of a boy child to putt-putt into its mouth?
I would not do that. I'm just, that was the joke.
Jason.
Why not? It's just a robot. Who gives a fuck what it is?
Well.
I'd make a coffee table out of it.
So you would have a coffee table with a robot butt that is an eight-year-old butt that you lube up and
look at. No, it's gonna have like a coffee table on top of it. It's gonna be a coffee table.
Is there gonna be anything?
I don't have sex with my coffee table now. Why would I have sex with my coffee table then?
Because it's
you would just
sex
molest
robot?
The coffee table.
Yeah,
start,
well, that's the point.
Can you molest something that's not alive?
It's a robot. It doesn't have to be a sex robot.
What
it has
fucked or
what's
sexy
worse?
Coffee table.
I got a question.
What if it's
for
really
you.
Good
I
at
got
math
a
also?
So necrophilia, is it illegal to fuck a dead person because they can't give consent?
that's something I've never looked into.
Hey, we're making this law because it's upsetting.
You know what I mean? Like what if there was a rapist just who was into necrophilia and he just like fucked a bunch of dead corpse, but they couldn't give consent, you know? Is he the same as a rapist that rapes people who are alive? What? And is he worse or not?
I think he's not doing anything wrong at all.
I think I don't have the facilities to have this conversation.
The facilities?
Oh, he's not hurting anybody.
The bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, they're already dead.
They're just using, it's just like a resource, you know?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's like a mineable resource.
I mean, it does kind of seem fucked up because, like, you're dishonoring the dead, I guess, in a sense.
Well, if it's like the president, you shouldn't do it.
You're covering them in honor.
Bringing them back to the glory days.
Hey, if you're not
going to... He didn't go out with his boots on, but he sure got off one more time.
If you're not going to masturbate into dead holes, then, like, somebody's got to do it, you know?
If not you, who? If not now, when?
It's not what you can do for a corpse.
Next week on Dirty Jobs with Mike
that's
Rowe.
Rage Against the Machine, who's just going on tour. I saw Rage Against the Machine is touring this summer. Like, they're playing one show with Foo Fighters and Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Fans outraged because Rage Against the Machine is charging too much money for their tickets.
They've become the machine.
Now people are raging against their capitalism, man.
Most of the things that you say are pretty upsetting.
Yeah.
And
I thought you were saying we were going with no tops and just
well, no. Oh, now
there it is.
Oh yeah,
God
taking
damn
the.
It.
Oh, hey, we're all taking our shirts off now. If you want to see that, go to our Patreon. You can get to it from our YouTube page. We have a Patreon link. You can go to my website, slothau.com.
We'll be, if we're doing Patreon links, I feel like I owe the people more sit-ups and fucking push-ups.
We're going to be releasing a calendar, and you can actually pay $15 to have us not release it. If we get enough money, we promise we won't release this upsetting calendar.
What are you talking about, dog? We would break the fucking calendar space.
Absolutely. People wouldn't know what to do with their extra days.
Dude, I almost want to pick up taxidermy as a hobby so I can make a better calendar, you know, for taking pictures on bears and stuff. Because I feel like it'd be cheaper to, like, taxidermy my own bear to take a picture on top of than to buy
one.
Get
a real bear?
I'd rather learn how to taxidermy.
Taxidermy, huh?
Oh, jeez. You know what they say about hats.
I knew there was something different about your hair today.
Shade stays. It'll stay on your hat.
Even if your shirt's off. Shade stays. They keep your glasses on your hat, dingus.
Have you seen Letterkenny? You know that scene in Letterkenny when the boys like show up to fight and then they like take off their shirts and put their shades back on?
Oh yeah, Jonesy and
Riley.
Shorzy. Riley.
Fuck you, Shorzy. Oh, fuck you, Riley. I fucked your mom with a double-headed baseball bat, you fucking faggot. I mean, he says something like that. They say different words than that, but it's like, you know, along the same lines.
Dude, they have such a creative way of coming up with everything that they say. It's kind of, you gotta like, you take a step back and you're like, wait a minute, I gotta listen to that again. Like, what the fuck did he just say?
Oh, that's what the show's about. It's about some fine dialogue that they took some time to write.
And they're Canadian.
It is, but I like shows like that. Like, Arrested Development was kind of a dialogue show.
Oh, dude. That show. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka.
Oh my god, somebody's that's where I know that
it's a banana, Michael. What could it cost? $10?
That show was fucking great, dude. I love David Cross. David Cross is one of my favorite people of all time. And Jeffrey Tambor, may he rest in me too, peace.
wait. David Cross was Mr. Show, right?
Yes. Yeah. Oh man.
So, snowboarding.
Hey, do you
go on?
Do you snowboard and you need to keep your glasses on your hat, dingus?
Yeah, of course I do.
Fuck you. Fuck you. How many times are you going to say dingus?
No, it's the tag. That's the tagline I made for Shade Stays.
Yeah.
It keeps your glasses on your hat, dingus.
How they fucking bit me. These Shade Stays have teeth.
Yeah, how do you think they keep everything in line and stay?
Magnets.
That's how they defend themselves. Kyle. It's their natural...
Kyle, leave the Shade Stays alone. What did they ever do to you?
Sponsored me!
You're welcome.
Shade Stays are like a wild cat. Ew-wee.
I didn't burp into the mic, okay?
Ow, fuck!
Kyle, again, stop playing with a lighter, okay? You're going to get burned. Same thing with Shade Stays. You play with Shade Stays, you're going to get bit.
Hey, do you guys want to...
I'm going to get stayed.
This is the next segment, everybody. You guys want to take a chance and play a game?
Yeah, I'm down.
It's a fun game. Okay, so I'm going to start off with like a beginning sentence, and then you guys are going to like go word for word in a circle and make up a joke.
This sounds like a good idea to be editing out later.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go. Kyle, I'm just saying you're the only one sitting here with a shirt on.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, take your shirt off first, Kyle.
And you have a sweater. And you have a sweater on.
All right, so you guys ready? Today, I was walking into the store when all of a sudden I heard a...
loud.
Blood-curdling.
Angelic.
Fountain.
You.
Think.
I'd.
Have.
Run.
For.
Ecstasy.
In the fountain.
But.
I.
Turn out.
That didn't make any... No, that was a stupid fucking word, and it pissed me off.
I hate you. Get out of my house and never come back.
Can I put my shirt back on?
All right. Oh, great. So let's do another one. Okay. Another sentence. New sentence, everybody.
All right.
So I was walking along the beach when I saw...
this.
Huge.
Lifelike.
Panda.
He
was...
so...
beautiful.
Because...
he
was...
inside
of
the
rear end of a
Cadillac.
I really like how I don't get to say any fun words. Like, but and like.
You could start it. I'm sorry, Kyle.
I'll start it so that Kyle.
Hey, you know what, Kyle? You start. You give us a thing, Kyle.
So I went to watch the Sonic the Hedgehog movie the other day, and oh my god, I can't believe
that
he
ate
this
huge
banana
while
running
through
an asshole field.
Delicious. That was the end of the story. Yeah. You see how I put a punchline on the end of that? Delicious. You know what, right, Kyle?
Lightning round.
We set you up with the perfect thing to do something great, and you said running.
Yeah.
How original. Like, how fucking you say any fun brilliant.
Words.
Well, it's, while running.
Gallivanting. Praising.
Yeah, anyways.
Oh, like you would not have given me shit if I said gallivanting.
It's the point.
I would have taken
funny.
You shit.
Phil. You got to take a shit?
Yes.
So I was in the... Oh. All right, so let's start another one. So I was at a baseball game last weekend, and when I was in the shitter...
I...
Shit.
The end.
Well, Kyle, strike two.
You should have said swallowed. I would have said swallowed, because what a precarious thing to do while you're in the bathroom is swallow something.
Kyle is why we can't have nice things.
That one had to go right over home plate, though. Sorry. Yeah. That was just...
And so here, twice in a row, Kyle has complained about not being set up to knock
right,
it down.
Maybe Phil. Phil, you got it? Let's see if we can hook
I'm
Kyle
starting
up.
The story?
Yeah.
Okay. Last week, I ran into an old friend of mine. He said,
"Can you
help
children
to
masturbate
into
this
cup?"
So I can
eat
frozen cum cubes.
He's like, Kyle, you're going to blow this. It's frozen cum cubes. Don't fuck this up, Kyle.
Man, that was, yeah, and that, hey, that was some good improvisational skills, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Look at that. We're knocking down comedy barriers here on Life in God's Pocket.
Kyle's only getting better and better.
Keegan-Michael Key is endorsing Pete Buttigieg.
I thought...
I saw that like an hour before I got here.
I thought he was a smart person, though.
I also was under that impression.
I wonder if his publicist is like, hey, man, we're going to get like a huge movie deal. Because when this guy gets in, he's being backed by Harvey Weinstein. Or Weinstein. It's Weinstein, yeah. A fella that will go down in history. You see him walking into his fucking trial and shit with a walker?
Yeah.
There's no way I could have raped all these people.
I'm not virile enough.
You think a guy like me could get an erection?
Little old me can't hurt nobody.
My dick hasn't squirt since the Nixon administration.
And even then, I was shooting dust.
Hi, I'm Harvey Weinstein. And I...
I thought that was going to be it.
Hi, I'm Harvey Weinstein.
I said okay. Stein and Steen at the same time.
Hi, I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Yeah, well, he got to bang a lot more hot starlets than I did.
Bang
so.
Or rape.
Hey, yeah, they were in movies. There was tit for tat. You know what I'm saying?
Tit for tat. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, titties. No, he totally took advantage of those poor young ladies.
Oh yeah, dude. Well, that's not something I don't understand about like directors, movie, like famous people and all that stuff. They host these parties, and it's like, why else would you go to a fucking famous person's party if not to party?
Yeah, if not to sit on their face.
You know what I mean? Like, if I was famous and I had people coming over, I'd be like, yeah, any chick in this place I'm probably going to, like, talk to.
If I was famous, I would sit on everyone's face.
Yeah, I'd just sit them all down in a line, one at a time, just jet.
Sit on my face.
Leaving a trail of bodies in your wake. The asshole suffocator's at it again. At his 19th victim.
I'm just picturing somebody going down the line. There's people lined up laying face up on the floor next to each other.
So this is how the coronavirus got spread.
I hope he doesn't fart in my mouth again.
Oh, that Brazilian fart fetish stuff. You gotta find it around every corner.
This chick told me...
How do we so quickly digress from Keegan-Michael Key is endorsing Pete Buttigieg to, yeah, we'll go sitting on people's face in a row?
I don't know, but I'm going to take it even further.
Oh, okay.
So there was a chick that I work with who told me this story about a fetish that one of her exes had, where every time she had to pee,
he wanted her to pee in his mouth. And it was super, like, she told me about this, and I was like, that is the weirdest kinky thing I've ever heard of.
You never met the stripper at Foxy's in Guam that would drink your piss? Ugh. And she would leave with, like, hey, I'll drink your piss. And you could pee in a cup, and she would drink it right there in front of everybody.
There's no winners in that transaction.
No. Like, it sterilizes her mouth.
I would feel awful.
From all the other penises.
I think the worst part about that is the cup. That's like, it takes this,
takes the,
what could right. be sexy.
It takes the romanticism out of peeing in someone's mouth.
Yeah. Well, she was already.
Romance is dead.
Chivalry isn't, though.
And very acidic as well.
Yeah. With all new flavors of natural lime and artificial lemon.
I just want to have the magic that's going through their body go through my body, you know?
In your mouth or in your butt? Which,
well, both are capable of holding quite a large amount of piss.
And quite a lot of love as well.
Yeah, you know what they say, pee in love or peas in a pod.
I say that shit all the time.
Hell yeah. Valentine's Day was this past Friday.
Roses are red.
Violets are blue.
If he's busy on V-Day, the side chick is you.
When I was in boot camp, my RDC came out one day. He's like, hey, recruits, I wrote a poem for you. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I'm going to fuck you all with a rake.
Now spit on your shoes.
And he was a romantic guy. You know, I'm not going to say any names, but...
How do you remember that far back?
Oh, because this guy...
He threatened to fuck him with a rake.
Yeah, that doesn't happen to you all the time. That's like an average Tuesday, though, you know?
One time, we were like, we had to fold our trousers, you know, we're getting them inspected, and this guy was sitting at a table in the middle of the compartment. It's like inspecting people's folded pants. And, like, somebody fucks up, like, folding their pants. And he's like, you're gonna come to my desk with pants like this? He's like, I bet you're the kind of guy who would come in my house, walk in my kitchen, and fuck my dog. Because you fold your pants like this.
Okay, I can see why you remember this guy now.
Another time, other person that had that was going into the Navy with the same rate as him was a fucking dingus.
Did he have shade stays, at least?
I'm walking out. You say it one more fucking time during this podcast.
He didn't have shade stays. That's why he was, anyways.
The dingus.
The fucking RDC gets right in his face. He's like, what are you going to do when you go to A school? When your chief staples your lips to his desk and dry fucks you to death?
I want to... have him instruct a class, like his master class of just talking like that.
Whenever he would stand up, he'd sit on a chair for a while. He was like 25 or 26 years old, and he was a first class, you know, and he was RDC, like just training recruits to go to sea. But he would just like do his ringtone on his phone was clips from Full Metal Jacket. You know, he was apparent, like he's all about just like, making it fun by like screaming the fucking most obscene shit at you, right? And he got in trouble one time for making somebody wear their dress blues and their pea coat and their ski mask on backwards. And then he put him in the laundry room, turned on the dryers, and made him do jumping jacks. And then he left. And when he came back 20 minutes later, the kid was laying on the ground with a pool of blood next to his head because he hit a fucking like pole that they would hang drying laundry from and shit. He like knocked it with his fucking head and like fell down so that... He, like, they got him to put on his fucking PT uniform real quick and everything. Like, hey, so what happened? He's like, I fell and I hit my head. He's like, that's right, recruit. He would, whenever he'd sit in a chair, he would get up and, like, pull his chair away, pull out his knife and point at the sweaty, because he's a bigger guy. He would point at the sweaty spot, his ass sweat on the chair. He'd say, look, recruits, mud butt. He'd do that every time he'd get up from sitting in a chair.
Interesting fella.
Yeah, it made boot camp interesting.
Yeah.
He gave me a nickname.
My first.
He called me
Daddy
Killer. I picked the towel that I just like drenched in blood from my first day of like shaving. I just like hung it on the end of my rack. So you look around like the compartment. There's all these clean white towels. Then you see my towel. This is just covered in this giant blood stains. Yeah. Ooh. I wanted to, you know, everybody to take a message, you know. I treated boot camp like prison.
So you fucked the biggest dude you could find?
Like, hey, guys, I'm
crazy. I'd look at you in those pigtails if we were in prison.
Pull
on those motherfuckers.
I need to make a deposit into your prison wallet.
You make my pants file for an extension. Is that a roll of quarters in your pocket? No, I'm just happy to see you.
No, how derivative. Oh, Jesus Christ. We've already resulted to just like derivative, unoriginal comedy on this podcast. Jason, you're better than that.
What?
A roll of quarters, I'm happy to see you.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
already knows that. We're trying to break ground here with
new
comedy.
Right.
You're going to just like regurgitate some derivative crappy crap.
I wrote my nurse friend a Valentine's card because she's a nurse. And it was, my heart skips a beat every time I think of you.
Please
also
help.
When I don't. I think I have atrial fibrillation.
Hey, my heartbeat's fucked up.
Same.
It seems like it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so it seems like it'd be the heartbeat of America.
America.
ShadeStays.com.
The
keep your glasses on your hat, you fucking
dingus. Oh, see you later, Phil. All right. Okay. Bye.
Oh,
bye
yeah.
forever.
Goodbye. Yeah, you say that because one time it's going to be true.
Yeah, we had a guy that said that on the boat. Every time you leave maneuvering, he'd be like, goodbye forever. And you're like, okay.
Do you know something I don't know?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I sometimes wonder if the people I'm maneuvering would ever hear me masturbating in between the charging water storage tanks because it was like right above and outside of like, their air vent.
Do you consider yourself a loud masturbator?
For some reason, the fucking water tanks are moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you two are both wet, aren't you? Yeah, you're full of water.
Oh, yeah.
Charging.
I'm going to put a little bit more inside of you. I'm going to dilute that chemistry.
Let me prime this charging pump right now.
I'm going to radioactivate my children.
Spagooga. Okay, that's enough of that. That's
the faces haunt me tonight.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. You guys ever gotten a chick? You guys ever impregnated a chick?
No.
Oh, this sounds like a dark road we're about to go down.
Yeah. Dude, how great are pancakes?
Didn't IHOP change their name for like a little bit to something else?
To Corn Hut?
It was like the International House of something else.
Flapjacks.
No.
Corn cakes.
Burgers. It was
like,
Yeah,
you were telling me this.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
They're opening like a IHOP Express or something for in case IHOP was too fucking fancy for you.
Hey, Dad, let's go down to IHOP. I graduated from college today.
Listen, sweetie, we're not going to put on airs and be one of those people that goes to IHOP.
All right, Dad. I guess we'll go to Cracker Barrel.
I really like the machaca.
Shakaka.
No, you never had a machaca at IHOP?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The last thing I had at IHOP was too many pancakes and then threw up. They had an all-you-can-eat pancake.
One pancake, all-you-can-eat?
I like to eat all the pancakes I can when I can.
Does you guys have any moisturizer?
Some, yeah. Was this fuzz?
Oh, Kyle had fuzz on his back. Everybody's freaking the fuck out.
Oh, God.
Take the fuzz off your neck, dingus.
Yeah.
With Shade Stays, you wouldn't have had fuzz on your neck, dingus.
You would have had glasses.
Hey, if you were out.
A back full of glasses.
If you were out in the desert with swordandmine.com shooting machine guns, you would shake all the fuzz right off of your clothes.
Boom.
Shoot guns at guns.
Hey, you need to keep your glasses on your hat when you're shooting guns, dingus. So, I still have this one friend in particular that's Native American, and I was like, Hey, what's the biggest difference about living on the reservation versus like in a white people town? And he looks at me and he says, do you have to eat your pets in the winter? Oh, man. Yeah. It's a different way of life on the reservation. You have a big dog in the spring. You have a nice feast in the middle of the winter.
Yikes.
So I'm just thinking about how often I eat meat in the winter, and one dog would not last.
Well, it's nice to just be able, I get to make that choice. What, are you going to eat one of your kids?
How many kids do I have?
Eat a meal.
How tasty and you going to teach look? Your children
yeah,
about
I say, like,
death?
I mean, if they're fat, you know what I mean? I've always kind of wanted to try eating.
I
like,
mean, Steven and Stacy know, but Barbara and Timmy, probably.
Little bitches.
Speaking of pet death. So when I was 8, my grandma got me this little cube that had fish in. Jesus Christ.
What?
Is what grandma said to me.
Grandma had grandma got you a cube that had fish in Jesus Christ?
Yeah,
can I get a side of Jesus Christ, no. Please?
Just a little cube.
No, all
back
we have is
story.
Fucking fries, retard.
It's about like a 4x4 cube.
Okay.
Bunch of little fish swimming around inside of it. And it's like, wait. Oh, a little kind of like a tiny aquarium. The problem is the cube was sealed. So I had it for about 2 weeks until the fish died. So... for my 8th birthday, my grandma got me fish and the knowledge that I was going to die someday.
Now that's some deep shit right there. She was probably looking at you the whole time like, this poor son of a bitch.
I had this stripper friend in Guam, and she got a pet rabbit. And she took her pet rabbit to the vet to get neutered or whatever. And then during the neutering process, the rabbit died. It was a tragedy. And she was telling me about it. She's like, yeah, my rabbit died because it was like a pretty big rabbit. And I was like, well, can I eat it? And she got really upset. Like, it's dead. It's a rabbit. I mean, how long has it been dead for? Rabbits are tasty.
Did you eat it?
No. They fucking buried it or whatever.
What a bitch.
No, she's a nice lady. How dare you? But I just thought it was interesting that they're going to throw that perfectly good rabbit into the ground instead of, you know, roast it.
Yeah. There's something about, like, pets aren't allowed to be food. It doesn't make any sense, though, you know?
Dude, it's an animal. I eat meat. Yeah. I don't give a... Dude, I get pissed off every time I see a fucking horse out in this goddamn desert that I'm not allowed to shoot and eat.
A horse?
Yeah.
You
they're everywhere.
Horses out there, really?
There's horses fucking everywhere out here, dog.
Really?
Yeah, people hit them all the time going out to work at the factories and
yeah.
shit.
Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you're driving to work. It's like, oh, that horse has been sleeping for a while.
And if you get caught hitting a horse, it's a $10,000 fine.
You can't even honk at them.
Why?
Because they have no, they're apex morons.
Yeah,
they have no predators.
That's why you're not allowed to honk at them?
They're just out on the fucking... mountain range is eating and shitting and causing traffic wrecks. Yeah. These big galloping sacks of lean, high in protein meat.
Yum.
Big fucking worse deer.
Well, yeah.
I think I've had horse meat before.
I ate some in Japan. It's delicious.
Yeah. I think I had some.
I've eaten kangaroo.
Yeah. Kangaroo kind of sucks.
I've eaten cement.
You look like a dirt eater, Kyle.
I used to eat dirt when I was a kid.
It was in Punch.
I grew up on a fucking farm in the middle of nowhere. I used to eat dirt when I was a child. I used to also eat matches.
When I was in Florida, a friend of mine ate gator, and then I ate that friend.
So did it taste like a gator?
Yeah, fart your gator.
Did it aid you?
Protein right in my mouth, big boy.
Gatorade.
No.
H2O.
I'm not doing it.
Gatorade.
Oh, let's go back to that roll of quarters comedy. That was a little bit better.
Oh, yeah. Remember when I said no more derivative crap,
Jason? I don't know what that word means.
I'm
not that smart.
You derived
it.
Means
you take the slope of any point on the curve.
Well, if we're talking
am I on the
calculus.
Spectrum?
You are the spectrum.
Let's just say you have you taken your 24 in me yet?
No, I haven't put 24 things inside of me.
Yeah, I can't wait until we get computers in our heads so we can do DNA tests by spitting in each other's mouths.
Don't we do that already?
Let's practice now.
You're supposed to catch it, Kyle.
Oh, I wonder what my DNA looks like. You look up, spit up in the air, try to catch it.
But your spit's already in your mouth, so why?
Yeah, but it's the act of actually going in the air. That's what makes it work. That's the key science that we haven't unlocked yet.
Excuse the fuck out of me.
Oh, Mr. Fucking Fancy Pants over there.
He fucks fancy pants?
He shoots guns at guns and fucks fancy pants.
Just put that in Latin and then look. I don't
know. Shoot guns at guns.
Shoot guns at guns. Shoot fuck guns fancy with pants. Guns.
Omnia Proplatia.
And make sure that you buy a sex robot and use it as a coffee table.
I shoot guns with my pants off.
A sex rod that would be suitable for a six-year-old.
So yeah, that's what do you guys want to wrap it up? You want to wrap things up? I feel like we got. It's been a.
It'll be silly to wrap your willy.
Hey, once again, shadestays.com. It keeps your glasses on your hat, fella. Swordandmind.com. If you're ever in the Phoenix area, you want to go shoot some guns in the fucking desert with a bunch of badasses. Swordandmind.com. Thank you again, everybody. Go to our Patreon. Give us money.
And you can request Jason to pose for you.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Bye forever.